up on big week in politics, to say the least. Coming after 4 o'clock today, the Democrats get officially removed from life support. They'll no longer have some scandal to cling to breathe life into their dead messaging. They won't have the ability to use that message and to prop up their message using CNN and MSNBC of the Mueller investigation or the impeachment. None of that. It's over after 4 o'clock today. And in fact, watching the State of the Union last night, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona probably was standing and applauding more than all the rest of the Democrats combined. That's a good sign. Joe Manchin also could cross the aisle today and vote against removal of the president. We'll keep a close eye on it for you. Joel Griffith is a research fellow in the Rowe Institute at the Heritage Foundation, joining me now here on the program. Joel, good to have you here. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
All right, so State of the Union first. I found it to be optimistic. And Nancy's stunt or antics at the end of tearing up the speech, I don't think that helps her. I don't think it helps her cause. I think it looks childish. I think it looks terrible, frankly. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. I was watching the speech with a number of friends, and we were very, very shocked. I don't know if that helps her at all politically or her side of the aisle. I mean, this is an event, the State of the Union, that traditionally has brought people together. You heard it in the remarks last night with the president's speech. Every president that delivers these remarks, usually they point to areas in which there will be a fair amount of either celebration and or agreement. And, of course, there'll be some policy matters that that the other side of the aisle might not support. But last night, the president was focused primarily on the booming economy that we have, the fact that we have a new record low unemployment, record high household income, and some really big successes when it comes to our national security and our outlook. And these are things that we should all be able to applaud. The little ploy at the end of the speech and tearing up the remarks in front of millions of people, it wasn't just petty or uncivil. It just also, I don't think that was smart politically for her.
Well, when you have no message, I mean, honestly, Joel, when you have no message, when your message is we hate Trump, that's not going to take you very far. In fact, we've got the chief deputy whip of the Democrat caucus coming up here a little bit later in the program, Dan Kildee. I'm going to ask him what he thinks about her tearing up the speech. I'm guessing he'll tiptoe away from that because Nancy's basically his boss. But we'll see. I think it just looks petty and small, frankly. And here's a president who is talking about big things, be it, you know, the Tuskegee Airmen or a little girl getting a chance to go to a school that matters and is a good school, or a military veteran coming home and surprising his wife. All of these things, plus, of course, the tribute to Rush Limbaugh, which is deserving, by the way, with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. All of these things are positive and talking and saying the best is yet to come. I mean, these are important steps, and then you have the Democrats being petty and negative. So I don't think it goes anywhere. I want to back up now to the fiasco that is the Iowa caucus. We're still seeing numbers trickle out. I think we're at about 71% now. it looks like Senator Bernie Sanders is still on top by a smidge, but Mayor Pete, a 37-year-old guy that was the mayor, former mayor now, of a small Midwestern city. Is that the guy the Democrats think is going to be the standard bearer for the party?
The activists in Iowa seem to prefer him, at least to a number of his competitors. And I think we need to keep in mind, Iowa is a Midwestern state, and I'm from the Midwest as well. And I think that Mayor Pete's his demeanor, the way he communicates, I think that appeals well to a lot of those across the Midwest. He's highly progressive, but the way in which he delivers those remarks at times masks just how progressive his ideas actually are. But what we see in Iowa, at least with the results that we have, is really a neck and neck between Senator Sanders and Mayor Pete. In fact, the last results I saw show that in the popular vote, Senator Sanders is still slightly ahead of Mayor Pete in the vote total. But what I think is really quite interesting coming out of Iowa, because these results now are, 36 hours delayed, is it steals some of the thunder from both Mayor Pete and also Senator Sanders heading into New Hampshire, because there still is no clear winner. I think the real big takeaway from the story isn't necessarily which one of those finishes up on top, but it's who finished in fourth place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's Vice President Biden.
Yeah, the biggest loser in Iowa, clearly. Joel Griffith here with us from the Roe Institute, the Heritage Foundation. The big loser in Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden. The big winner in Iowa, in my estimation, is Donald Trump. Because the chaos and the nonsense is more of the same from the left, in my estimation. So when you look at that, people are like, you know, I can't take this anymore. And coming today, after 4 o'clock, the life support will be removed from the Democrats. They'll no longer have an impeachment to look to or a Mueller report or anything, which has fueled their narrative and propped up the nonsense for 3 years now. That's gone after 4 o'clock today. And again, I think Kyrsten Sinema could vote not to remove. I think that Joe Manchin could be there, Doug Jones possibly. I do know that one vulnerable Democrat senator has announced he will vote to remove. That's Gary Peters in Michigan, probably one of the most vulnerable Democrats coming up in November of this year in my home state of Michigan. Gary Peters voting, he says, to remove the president today. And I'm guessing, and I believe that the people in Michigan may vote to remove Peters come November because he doesn't represent Michigan that supported Donald Trump and by all estimations will support Donald Trump again in November. Your thoughts?
I think that the American people, by and large, are wanting us to move on from this. I think this reflects in the polling numbers, which have been incredibly stable throughout the entire process. And the bottom line is Americans are concerned about their economic prospects and the economic future of the country and where we're headed. And to that extent, you just can't deny the good news that's out there. I think so much of what we see throughout the political process is to the American people right now is don't believe your own lying eyes. When the fact is that most of us, the vast majority of us, have seen a real increase in pay. We have seen real increase in take-home pay due to the tax cuts as well. And we know that the number of opportunities out there, we can feel it, we can see it, and it shows up in the data. And this is something we should all be celebrating.
Well, that's right. And when you look at the unemployment numbers in places like Wisconsin, it's 3.3%. It's very low in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Florida and Iowa and North Carolina, all the places that will decide the election of 2020. Joel, I'll give you the last word and your last takeaway.
I think that we are in for an extended period of a debate in this country about whether or not we want to continue pursuing capitalist free market ideas, which has helped make us the most prosperous nation in the world, or whether we want to hand over an increasing amount of our lives to the federal government. And if we do that, well, we need to keep in mind that those across large parts of the country, including many friends across Europe, they deal with higher taxes, lower growth, and fewer opportunities. If that's the decision that we make, that's the direction we're headed.
All right, Joel Griffith, thank you as always. Research fellow at the Roe Institute of the Heritage Foundation. Joel, thank you for being here. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Straight ahead of the program, Congressman Bill Heisinger will give us his take on the State of the Union and Iowa. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes.
I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.